it's however you do it. To me, for me, it's just about getting this message out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially for our people. And mm-hmm. I don't really like to talk about, you know, how a lot of people
I'm recording now, by the way.
Oh, okay, cool. So you want to do how you got an introduction or how you want to do it?
Yeah, we got AI Eric up here, y'all. We was having us a good conversation before this started. So, you know, I didn't do my normal introduction, but you know how I do. I'm just random. But we got AI Eric. I had to get him on here, man. He's an AI specialist in these streets.
Yo, so I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? And we was talking. So, you know, to me, I just feel for us as a people, this is actually a very, very crucial moment in, mm-hmm. in you know, in our chapter, you know. And I was saying, you know, like as far as me, a lot of people talk about their past and stuff like that. You know, to me, a whole bunch of people have a past. So no matter what your past is, it's a past. But one of the things about me is I feel that when certain people talk about certain things, you could get a group of certain group of people to listen because mm-hmm. of your past. You know what I'm saying? And I look at a lot of AI specialists and experts and people who are really machine learning experts and people who've been to college for 8 years for machine learning that are minorities. And they are also trying to get certain messages across to the people. But the thing about it is, you know, certain people never been in trouble. Certain people never had certain type of, you know, past where certain people can relate to. So my thing is to try to just eventually, you know, for me to reach the people that don't even know who they are.
Man, he's saying the word right now. They don't know who they are. So how are they gonna, you know, take advantage of AI? Because they can't focus, especially a lot of Black people are working two jobs, working three jobs of them, you know? So how do they have time to focus on these training courses, which, I mean, I'm extreme multitasker. That's the only reason why I can do certain things, but it's tough if you have all these jobs and stuff and try to focus on it, and especially in the Black community. And I'm always trying to figure out, how can we get that? You know, how can we get, I don't know. It's a complicated thing, because remember during the pandemic, it was like, get in tech, you know, all these channels were telling, especially African Americans, get in tech, but it's still a barrier in it, you know, especially me being in tech for over 5-6 years. I just still feel like there needs to be some more entrepreneurial pushes especially for the Black community, so we can get these NLP languages created, you know, create our own NLP languages and stuff like that.
Yeah. So just y'all listening, NLP is natural language processing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And one of the things about AI is, you know, I know a lot of people in the beginning when I was trying to tell people, you know, learn AI. And then so people would think, you know, I know AI. They think I use ChatGPT. I know AI just because they use ChatGPT. And 90%, probably 85% of the people that actually use it are not actually using it and getting the full benefit out of it, because they don't really know about prompting. They just went on OpenAI, they asked the question, oh, wow, it gave me this answer. Oh, it made my resume, or it made my mission statement. But they don't really know the power that it has, that if you use it correctly, like, say, for instance, you can ask it questions instead of just trying to tell it to give you something. You can give it a 5-page speech from something in video or PDF form or text, and say, you know, derive the most 5 important things from this, and then make me a story similar, but for me. Now, so one thing I tell people is, so what I just said is cool, but if you actually just say, make it for me, and it actually does it, that's not actually you. So what I tell people, if you really understood, you can actually train it to understand who you are. So if you say, for instance, in ChatGPT or even Bard, whichever one you want to use, say, for instance, you say, I'm going to give you six paragraphs of me as far as tone, my flow, how I use my commas, how I capitalize my letters, what I tell you to put emphasis on. And now from this point on, but you have to stay in that particular chat spot. You can't go to the next one because it, you know what I'm saying? And then what I want to do is say, now, after I have kind of trained you to understand me and how I flow, then I could say, write me a, take the five important things from that, and write me a speech for me and my type of, you know what I'm saying? Because now I'm telling that, so it knows what to do. So my thing, because we're going to get lost in AI, we're going to get dumbed out.
You know what I'm saying? That's the whole conversation, that whole getting dumbed out, man. Because even my company now, I'm going to say name, they're trying to implement AI and stuff like that. So if we don't start learning now, we're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. And so my thing is, for me in particular, AI Eric, so I will act as a consultant for companies like yours. And basically, they could just hire me so I can explain to them a little bit about what AI is all about. But the main thing is to understand what your company does, how they do it, where they're going, and things like that. And then I can start recommending what parts of AI they can use, whether it could be a chatbot here or a model here just for prediction. And, you know, either some type of an algorithm here that might predict, or, you know, they might be selling something. So this algorithm can tell them, predict as far as sales, what's the best sales, what's the lowest sales, what's the bulk sales, how many returns we get. When people log onto the website, what do they do for the first 30 minutes? So we can kind of know. So because now we can figure out, those teddy bears ain't going. People don't like them. Because now we don't have to wait for 90 days to do inventory and understand, well, damn, we still got 20 teddy bears left. They're not selling. If we use an AI algorithm, I don't care if we got 20 stores. We know if that store, because you know how you go online and you buy something, and then next you know you done paid for it, purchase it. Next you know you get an email back the next day, say we out of it, but here's some more stuff.
Yep.
Because they not in real time. Their algorithms are not in real time. So if we in real time, your algorithm would already be set up to where if someone orders something, it doesn't matter what store it is, the algorithm knows if you out of stock.
I like that.
So, but we have to set that model up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
you got to set it up.
So most places, and particularly might be like your organization, who you working with, they might not know these things. And so I feel like, you know, hire me as a consultant. You know what I'm saying? Bring me on and, you know, let me help you analyze the best company to bring in.
And that's one of the best businesses, man. I mean... You know, because, you know, you kind of inspire me just watching you, you know, and it's crazy because you weren't in my algorithm until you commented on a cert I did, you know, and I was like, I don't know why I didn't see you, but then I got inspired because I'm like, I started Blue Tech Noir, and now I'd rather pivot instead of ad creation. I'd rather do AI prompting, teach people how to prompt and stuff like that.
It's so much coming. Let me tell you one of the main reasons that I am so passionate about artificial intelligence is because I learned in this journey that the wealth gap is really, really, is just, it's what you wouldn't believe as far as where we are as a people. And we are actually at the bottom of the totem pole. You know what I'm saying? We're actually around, Black families is valued like I don't know how they do it, but they saying like 45,000 white families at 285, 286. Now, that's actually a big disparity. 285 to, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how people could see it. So that's why I was, but what's really mind boggling is, you know where Asians are?
We're in the middle. Well, actually, they're over. They're over the top.
536.
Right? Yeah. Oh my
God. That's almost double And they consider them maybe the Chinese, the Indians particularly. Mm-hmm. And it's not too much of, they ain't putting them all together in that. Because even when you talk about the Indians, the smart ones are the ones that, and I can say the smart ones are ones that get the good jobs, and the doctors and the architects are mostly from Kerala, from the South. They're not from the North. So even in India, it's so split on wealth, smartness, who gets what. Even when they come over here, they know, okay, if you're a doctor, more than likely you from Kerala, from the South. You know what I'm saying? So they are actually, you know, into AI heavy. A lot of the chip manufacturing companies are going to start being built in India. India is playing a big role in AI. And so my thing is, as far as the wealth gap, and so when I say that, and even the Spanish people, we looked at Mexicans when we was younger, where it'd be 5 and 10 in an apartment, and we laughed at them when we was younger. I know maybe not you, but in my generation, we would see them on the corners taking jobs from less than minimum wage. And now it's a different story with them. They got all the SUVs, they got the good jobs, they're not working for cheap now. They still sometimes be on the corners for the jobs, but it's not cheap like it used to be, because they could do good work and they're trustworthy. But now it's different. You know what I'm saying?
And also I feel like they're working together more. Like, I mean, I feel like in the Black community, we're just not working together the way we're supposed to. If we were grouped together, it'd be better.
Not to cut you off, but I just want, because I almost forgot that thought. So I say that to say they are actually past us in the wealth gap. Yeah, we about 45, 46, they're about 48, 49, 50. And they are actually rising. So everybody in the wealth gap is rising except us. We supposedly are like 14% of the economy. I guess when you do that, they walk around and check the people and count it. So it got to be more than that. But supposedly we only get back 5%. We should be getting back 14% to our economy.
Yeah, I agree.
We contribute 14, so we should get, but they say we only get back 5. So what's gonna happen in 2045?
Oh yeah.
$17 trillion will be generated from AI globally, $500 billion to the United States, $70 billion supposedly is supposed to go to Black communities. But they're saying if it stays at 5%, as far as what we really getting back, which we shouldn't be, because it's not fair, getting the 14 back. At that time, if we only get back the 5%, we only gonna get $27 billion back. So that means $43 billion that's supposed to go to us, where you think it's gonna go?
You're gonna go to the immigrants, everybody else.
And what's gonna happen is, and what people wonder why they bringing those immigrants over here like that. They're going to take care of them, and they're going to make sure they're going to make sure we keep going down. And so that's the whole plan.
They're going to $400,000. What was it? $400,000, something like that.
That is part of the plan. So what I'm saying is, if we don't wake up and learn artificial intelligence and get our kids to be data scientists, machine learning engineers, data engineers, full stack engineering, AI consultants, cybersecurity engineers in the AI world.
Yeah, we need some more stronger cybersecurity.
Son just graduated from Towson University. He is now, he got his certificate, his college degree, his bachelor's.
Congrats to him.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? Right before he graduated, he had that brain surgery.
Oh, man.
I cried so much. I cried like a baby just knowing my son got to get his joint open. But he's 100%. Full back stat, like no cancer.
Oh, that's a blessing.
They caught it immediately. He slept on it because he actually waited months to tell us.
Oh, man. But
and the hospital ended up getting in touch with him. You know what happened? I'm saying he didn't wait months to tell us. To get the results from the hospital, he waited from January. They didn't get in touch with him till April because he wasn't answering the phone. And they couldn't tell his mother because of the HIPAA laws. So once we knew in April, it wasn't 2 weeks. He was in surgery.
Wow. Man, I mean, it's a blessing. We caught it, though.
Oh, God, yes. It was definitely.
Man, I mean, so much.
Family. I got a praying family, so it worked out.
Amen. I mean, there's so much going on. with the COVID and stuff, it's exacerbating issues. Oh, I mean, some people don't believe in that, but it exacerbates issues, COVID.
Yeah, and we was, and his mother didn't know if it came from that or if it ran, because she found out after that it kind of runs, because he had a niece that ended up having some form of surgery where she said it's something that probably runs in the family. But he was, you know, we had a cookout after that. The family went out to D.C. He came through 100% fine, just got a scar. He got to let the hair grow and, you know, got a little scar up here. But, you know, man, thank God he made it through. And I keep telling him also, once he gets into the working field, I'm also going to let him take an MIT course in cybersecurity for AI, because even for getting back to the wealth gap part. So if we don't actually participate in learning AI, and not just saying I use ChatGPT, understanding what it is so we can actually attack the healthcare industry with their AI racist algorithms, the bank racist algorithms, and come on as a group and say we want to see your data so we can know that that's why we didn't get these loans, because now a lot of stuff
is happening. Man, we're getting them.
But if we don't put our foot down and know what we need to expose, nothing's gonna get exposed. So my thing is, we have to, so when they say in 2030 85 million jobs will be gone,
but man, I already feel like...
And the bad thing about that is a lot of those 85 million is going to come be our jobs. And but the good thing is there will be 97 million jobs being replaced with people who know AI. And if we're and you don't have to have just a degree from college, you can have a certificate from Harvard or MIT or any of these colleges that are, or they just want to make sure you know how to do this, because America's not ready to AI up right now because they don't have enough skilled workers.
Yeah, and I mean, and then sometimes I feel like they don't let certain people in, you know, that have the skill.
That is a fact. And when it comes to talk about letting us in, we can go on with this forever, because what about our history being in the LLMs? What about our history being in AI and being in the future of AI? How are we going to make sure that this happens? Like it's way you talking about letting us in. We're going to have to make sure we knock down doors, but also we can also. So one thing I like about AI, what AI has done is it has created an opportunity for us that people who actually run the world didn't create. It created an opportunity for us to help bridge the wealth gap, but also it gives us the ability to create our own world where we can make sure that the truth stays intact, because we can create our own LLMs. We can create our own moving forward, you know, because there's going to be so much to come with different type of, you know, Gen AI and quantum computing, like, things we're going to think we see ain't really going to be there. Like, you know, it's so much coming. So we really just have to wake up. And I'm very passionate about it, but I'm more passionate about getting the word out to our people, minorities, anybody who really needs to know it, not particular. But I have to make sure that our people, because I am Black, I'm a minority, and we are at the bottom of the totem pole. And this is a new race that's happening with the world and also within the United States, which is makes us really bad, because we're fighting each other within the United States. Elon and Sam Altman and OpenAI, and the thing about the chip war, there's a chip war that really is at the top of it. NVIDIA is the top, but how many, what do you think the percentage of the chips that the world is waging a war with, this chip war, what do you think the percentage of that they make in the United States as far as chips, what would you think?
They don't even make no chips here, so
2%.
Well, I was about to say 1% in my head, and I was like, they don't make
any. And that's great. And because the chips are the key, and that's why NVIDIA stock is so high, you know what I'm saying? And that's why everybody wants to start getting and making.
Yeah, I put some money in that, by the way, but you know, awesome. I ain't put enough in there to make a statement, though. That's the problem.
Did you go in when it was about $1.50?
Huh?
Did you go in when it was about 150?
I did not. I went in kind of late.
I was trying to tell my girl when it was 150 to go in, because she was into that and stuff like that. And I ain't had no money to do it. So, but she at the time, she was into that. And she was like, well, it goes up and down. And it's at six something and never went down. Ever since it was rising. So if she would have brought like 100 shares, what?
Man, I just wish I had more to put in it, because I would have put more in it. Like, I would say like five, you know, put it in the amount that it was at the time, 150, and then put in like 500, something like that. That's how you get money back. Like,
that's true.
I mean, there's so much talk about stocks and stuff, but it does matter how much you put in there to really get that, you know, investment back that you want. Like, people say, just put $5 in there a week. That's fine, but you're not going to get a lot.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? I was listening to a billionaire guy that I listened to. I think his name is John Hope Bryant. And I love him, man. Oh, my God.
John Hope.
I love this guy. Now, I like to work with him, man. Like,
he's real blunt. He's telling you like it is.
Oh, that's what I love about him. So he talks about... I seen a little thing where he talked about the more money you got, the more money you can make.
There we go.
It makes all the sense in the world, you know what I'm saying? So, and he also emphasizes AI. And that's why I want to get with these guys, man, because like I can get to the street people. I can get to the people that normally y'all can't get to because they don't even know who you are. They don't know nothing about AI. You know, I can get into the urban areas. And like I said, I do have a past. I have a past where... It's like, you know, a lot of people rap about their certain passes in prison and da 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 and all that. And I got that same past. And if I have to talk about it at that time to capture your attention, to make you know that, yo, I ain't one of these nerd dudes, B. Like, I ain't go to college. I know all this stuff from being self-taught. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Don't let me tell you what I self-taught while I was away in a fake college for a certain amount of years. Don't let me tell you how I educated myself, because that's what I had to do to get to this point. Because if I'd have been like all the other dummies in there lifting weights and playing cards and watching cartoons and just doing the regular thing, I'd probably be back to the fake college. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, I got a chance to kind of get to the people that they can't get to. And I also feel like the churches, we got to get up into these churches, because they got the whole of the congregations. And AI is that serious to where on Sunday, sometimes you got to mention to these people, you got to start sending your kids, because lawyers, doctors, accountants, the people work at Wall Street on the floors and stuff like that, automated jobs, they're going to end. Or if they don't end, they're going to change. Doctors' jobs moving forward are going to be different how doctors was taught. Doctors have to learn AI now.
Yeah, they're going to have to, especially with the charting systems and stuff. It's just going to be different. It's probably going to be easier, but, you know.
We got to wake up, man. And that's just the reason, like, I really just want to go on here. I know I could talk and, you know, I could go on.
No, this so can go on forever.
So many things, you know what I'm saying, that could be done with AI. What I don't like is, though, when people say, the first thing they say is, how can I make money with it? Like, to me, that's like trying to, you got a ladder that has 100 steps. You're trying to get to the 100th step before trying to get up and learn. Because to me, I just feel that if you understand what this is and how it works, because when you say, or when I say AI is racist, I had some people attack me. Well, how can it be racist? How can AI be racist? Oh, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And then what happened was I showed him an article that I actually did on YouTube on bank redlining that the government had caught about 13 banks, made them pay back $120 million for 4 years. They was actually redlining Black and Latinos from getting loans, the people they qualified for loans. This is happening now, but it's the AI algorithm that made that happen and made them make sure that they don't get no loans. We can go and now say, we want to see your data, but I can't do it by myself, little Eric Khan. It's just me and you. We have to go with 1,000 people with about 4 or 5 lawyers to say, listen, we've been getting denied. 1,000 people got denied in a matter of 3 months, but everybody else is getting loans, and Latinos got denied and everybody else is getting loans. We want to see your data. And so now 120 something million that the government they giving it back to the people that got denied the loans. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing about it is, so Black people have an opportunity and minorities have an opportunity to let's wake up. Let's learn this new technology. Let's not worry about the bad parts of it because we use that as an excuse.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, people are just talking about the bad parts of it. Like, oh, it's going to take actors' jobs and all this because, you know, you mentioned the whole Tyler Perry thing on LinkedIn and, you know, some actors are a little nervous about that. But
they should be.
I just think that the thing is opening the door to independent artists.
So let me tell
you, your own thing.
I have a friend named DJ who is actually doing his thing, man. We know he's going to be big time in the acting world. He's already on his way. And what happened was when the strike actually ended and they got back to work, I told him, I said, yo, let me tell you something, man. Y'all just buying time. I said, because there's no way in the world that Hollywood's not going to use AI. And yeah. You see, all of a sudden, they come out with Sora. And
man, I like
Tyler it. Perry halts the $800 million project.
Yep.
The expansion. And I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably going to stay halted. He could take that $800 million and now invest it into that technology.
Because
he's going to have to. He's going to have to. He's been looking at this for a year. This ain't happened all of a sudden where somebody, yo, Tyler, they got open up. Sora's here. No, he's been observing this for a year. He just didn't expect to be what it is. But to be honest with you, nobody in the world of AI expected it to be where it's at. And that's why the doors that it has opened, we have to take advantage of it because they're going to close. Once they realize, okay, the doors are opening for them, small businesses, let's make sure that they don't have the accessibility to the main parts of AI where they can be more productive, like the people who we want to make sure stay rich, the 1-3%. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? That hasn't happened yet because this is still all over and everybody's still trying to get their little piece of the pie. So what I'm trying to tell people, learn AI. Let's get to the nitty gritty and not just say, I know how to use ChatGPT. Nah, let's really know what this is. And the thing about it is, it changes every day. There's an additive every day. So this is something where you got to stay on your toes. You know what I'm saying? This ain't something like, oh, I know AI. You know what you knew 5 years ago.
Yeah, you got to keep learning and taking the new certs. I mean, you know, you got Udemy, you got all these places where you can learn this information. You
back to Sora. I told my man, take advantage, learn AI. So for Hollywood filmmakers, there's a program that I ran across today called Wonder Something. And let me tell you something, what this does. And it's now, like, so say for instance, can I ask you where you located at?
Vegas.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. I'm going to Vegas. Oh, wow. Yo, my man Craig is out there. Craig Boogie's out in Vegas.
I love Vegas, man.
My man Craig Boogie's out in Vegas. So, say for instance, I make, because I'm also a filmmaker, but I actually sold all my equipment. I want to focus on AI, and I was doing weddings. People don't really want to pay. So, say for instance, I record someone walking and running and whatever the case may be, or I take a video that I did of my cousin's wedding, and I got her coming down the aisle with her two sons. With her soon-to-be husband right here. This program allows me to actually take her body, take their two bodies, and put in a robot for her body, two kid robots, and I'll make him a man robot. And I can alter what he got on. Now, when I tell you, this looks 100% where if you went to the movies and seen this, because this is what the movie's about, you would just be sitting there thinking, and so I could do this for $20 a month.
Oh, dang, I might try.
Or I could get the higher subscriptions if I want to go bigger. If you actually a filmmaker, you want to go and custom call them and stuff like that. But this is out now. You understand what I'm saying? This is out
What's
now.
What's it called again? Wonder Media?
It's called, actually, I had it. I don't want to lower you down.
I wouldn't mind.
Hold on.
Yeah, just email it, but...
I'll send it to you. Because I have to close this window down and look at it because I got two screens.
Yeah.
So it's different packages. And someone put me onto something called Flow GPT, where that's really just where you make a whole bunch of your own GPTs. or people that created their own GPTs can go and, you know, ChatGPT, OpenAI has that, where I actually have a construction GPT made, you know. Oh. So my thing is, like I said, we have to understand how models are built, how algorithms work, how this thing actually goes from the inputting to the outputting. You understand what I'm saying? From classification models to regression models to models that are kind of, what they call them? It's a ton of different types of models. There are a ton of different type of models. But you have different, like, classification is already, the things are classified. Then you have unclassified. You got supervised, unsupervised. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have so many different type of models. So to me, for us as a people, once we really understand how this all works, we have a better opportunity to say to a bank, your algorithms are racist. Or to a healthcare industry, we want to see your data because the law says we have the right to. But if we don't know this, we won't know. And like I said, if we don't go and get the doors open now, or either create our own platforms in the future, it's going to be too late. We cannot go to zero.
Because I don't know if you feel the energy now. Like, a lot has changed from even just a year ago with hiring Blacks in tech. It has changed so much, because when they ended affirmative action for colleges, I swear after that, it was like no jobs writing me after that. Because before, it was like I was getting hit.
Everybody who I see, there's a brother from IBM, and from what they say, is it from IBM or is it Microsoft? Actually, I think it was a Microsoft, Google.
I can't remember everything because I've been reading a lot of
different stuff. The video. He was on Earn Your Leisure, so I can go back and find that.
Okay.
I think he was from Google, and they say he's the most important guy in AI. He's Black too. He's a brother. He's in New York too. He just talked about how crucial it is. Oh, this is what he talked about when he went to school. How many Black people was there? It was a minute percentage. And there's another brother who I follow from IBM who is big, and also said in his world of coming up in school, there was no Black faces and things like that. Because we, you know, even though doors can be closed, I don't even think we make attempts to get into these places. And that's sad, because
you gotta attempt.
We have to have representation in this world. So when you see that, so let me tell you what happened with Gemini the other day, Google Gemini. They got in an uproar. Why? Because they got a little taste of their own medicine. What happened was, it was Googling things that should have come up as white faces, but they was coming up as Black faces. And they got
that was hilarious. That's a Black Elon Musk.
But does that sound familiar? Isn't there? I mean, I think I grew up with looking at images that should have been Black images, movies that should have been Black movies. Me growing up, the Cleopatra I seen was white. That was a white lady. I forgot her name, big movie star. Yep. But then I found out when I was older, Cleopatra was a Black woman.
Yep.
A woman of color. So my thing is, we've been going through this all our lives. So now y'all got a taste of this for a few days and went crazy. Yep. And Gemini said, take it down. And they took it down. They took that shit down. They said,
that was hilarious. I was rolling.
And you know what they said their excuse was? They said we was fine-tuning it to make sure that it's not racist, that it is equal as far as when images come up. So let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to have to put in the algorithms where you might have to have it question you. Because I can say, so what I was finding out in the beginning was, I would say, give me 10 kings. Ain't no Black people in there. It was never. So now if you do that, it might, because now what I'm noticing is in Midjourney, I did a Black, give me it. Black cowgirl. It gave me a Black cowgirl with a long weave. We know that ain't her hair.
No, I put in locks. I say locks, thick hair.
Right. So, but you know what's crazy? In the beginning, it would give you locks. It would give you like a little nappy hair. But the thing about it is, there are some Blacks that did come up in Egypt that did have good hair.
Yeah, I agree.
You understand what I'm saying? But in the end, they ended up not claiming to be black. They wanted to be, even though they was really mulattoes or what they call them. And so they wanted to make sure they claimed that mulatto status or stayed closer to mommy. I mean, daddy, who was the white man, which is cool. That's just history. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they ended up not trying to claim. Because even Indians and stuff, they act like they not black. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and I don't blame. I mean, sometimes you can't blame them because look,
you gotta play the game, man. Some people.
And then when I look at where we are, is what my as far as like, I hate to say it, and I hate to sound like an old dude, and I hate to sound like old school, dude. But where our rap music is today, and where our younger society is, as far as the guns, the pants off the ass, what they rapping about, the women that coming up, the sexy red, the other one that booty hole and all that, and.
Rolling when that came out.
My thing is, we don't look at the source, but we ain't looking at the source of who allows this. Why you ain't got your young? Why you ain't got your daughters and nieces rapping like?
They would never. They would never. They want to bring down their community. They just want to. They want to bring down our community. You know, it sounds.
And they want to keep us focused because let me tell you something. We focused on Balenciaga. We focused on the Kardashians. We focused on what Kanye do. We focused on Puff Daddy's lawsuit. We focused on.
Yeah, that's what we're focusing on.
Oh, let me just say
too. They get fun of people.
With the wealth gap, when we just talked about the wealth gap, I'm gonna mention this one more time, but I'm gonna say one more thing. White people, 280, 286, 287 per family. Black people, 45. Spanish people, 48, 49. Asians, 536. Mixed, about maybe 50, 52. I don't even know what they consider mixed. But you know how out of all this group, who spent $20 billion on designer clothes?
Black people. Yep.
Now, to me, that's idiotic.
Yeah, I started to think because I feel like sometimes they didn't have nothing before, and then they're like, "Oh, I'm gonna get it out now." Like,
but you don't think we don't consider that mental? We don't consider that a mental health issue?
It is.
You know what I'm saying? I'm even working on a mental health app. I just have to get a prototype.
I was thinking about doing that.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about that off camera.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. But.
What we could do is actually do something like this, and I'll go over it with you because I got to play videos, and you can get a taste of it.
Okay.
You know, I know with stream because I use this, and I know we could pull up a video if we wanted to.
That'd be the bomb. Cause yeah, I was watching this movie, and it was like the AI was like a freaking therapist. And the AI was an eyeball, but it was a real good movie. It's on Hulu.
Yeah. So this concept is even dope. This concept is dope. I don't want to say it what it is, but
yeah. Don't do it until it's done or really copyrighted or whatever.
But I also, you know, I'm doing AI art and I'm actually launching that. I got my first two pieces coming March 13th or before, hopefully.
Okay.
And I'm launching that. That's based on me letting people put art on their wall inspired by their thoughts. No matter how outrageous it is.
So you
no
matter what inspired by your thoughts, like an app where they just write in what they feel and then it creates.
Or what happens is I'm giving them opportunities to pick lighting, different artists, about 40 different artists, different type of cameras if they want. I'm giving them so many different options. So if someone says, "Oh, I love Rembrandt, but I always wanted to see a Rembrandt picture with an astronaut flying to the moon," then we can create that. You know what I'm saying? But it will be created looking like Rembrandt did it.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Or like one I created today, I said I want to see a fast lion riding an alligator through a town. Okay. I created that today, and that's dope. But
that's cool.
I also created something that I fell in love with. I said I want to see 1,000 light bulbs. So once I created it, I was like, wow, that's pretty. I would love to see that on my wall. But then I said, you know what? I edited it and said, but I want to see one stand out. Sometimes it don't always get it right. It actually made 3 stand out. And I was like, ooh, this is mean. So I'm going to post that too. I love it. And when you see things like this on your wall, when people are like, wow, that's nice. That's different. You could tell people you created that. Because what happens is I'm going to give you the prompt of how we created it. And somewhere on the picture, I would like to put it and then put inspired by you on the picture, maybe in little tiny font letters at the bottom left, because my logo will go to the right. So maybe in the top left corner, it will be what the prompt is. So the prompt might be a 3-paragraph prompt. So what we do is I'll cut the prompt down to a 2-sentence prompt and then put inspired by you. Put it in the corner where it doesn't hurt anything. So if someone sees it low, so you could tell people I made that.
That'd be so different, man. I mean,
and I'm sending them actual pieces. I'm actually sending them the actual art piece. Ready? All you got to do is put some clamps on and hang it on your wall.
Man, now that's going to blow up.
It doesn't matter the size. It could be a big wall display. Like if you got, so there's a pastor that I know building a church. I was asking one of his, people in his congregation, is it possible we might can maybe do the lobby? She said they had an interior decorator. Oh, so that made me know. But that gave me an education. Eric, go and let interior decorators know what you do.
Ooh, see, you thinking. That's how you do it. That's so a good idea.
I'm doing it on metal and everything. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's knocking at my door. Can you give me 1 minute?
Oh, yeah. You're good.
I'm sorry, y'all. Somebody knocking at the door.
He did. Let him get at the door, y'all. But yeah, y'all, like he said, while he's away right now, AI is where it's at. I've completely changed my business using AI just for content creation stuff. Like, it was hard for me to come up with content creation. And when I started using AI, I was able to promote my card game, which, check out Dating Assassin's card game, y'all. Assassinate their truth. 150 questions to get to know your current or potential partner. And hell, if you already know most of the questions about their partner, then that's good. But a whole point of it is opening the door to learn more about your partner. All right, he's back, y'all. I'm done with my ad.
That was Jehovah Witness.
Oh. Oh, Lordy.
I'm sorry. I apologize, but I just...
No, that's okay.
Nobody normally come to my crib without coming, like knocking on my door like that, like ringing my bell.
I gave them the ad lecture. They'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. You know, I just... the art thing, the AI art thing, I feel... You know what's crazy? Out of all the businesses that I do, I'd be excited about most of them, and I'm excited about the AI art business, but... For some reason, it's something internally that keeps pushing me towards that, saying, Eric, this might be your way to get what you've been looking for financially quicker.
Yes.
And it's just something that's pushing me. And I kept saying, because my girlfriend one day said, you should do some videos. I'm like, I don't want to do videos yet because I don't even know how I'm going to deliver the pieces. Mm. And I don't even know what the pieces look like. I got a piece in my living room that's so huge. But it's a peel off, and I was going to use that because I had that printed of a lion. And
now
I decided that's not the way I'm going to go.
Mm.
Because now I found the spot where I'm just going to send them the artwork, and they're going to put it on what I needed to be put on, and I'll mail it to the client.
Okay, well, that'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll blow up.
Sometimes it'll be a process because, like, what you have on your wall, what's that artist's name? Barack or something like that?
What's his name? I created this from Mid Journey.
Right, but that's Jay-Z's guy. I forgot the guy.
Like a Basquiat type vibe. Yeah. That's what I wanted.
Right, so what happens is, so if someone wants his vibe, we can actually do a prompt and with his vibe, and you can get it on your wall because you know you can't afford the real thing. Mm-hmm. Not to say that you even want the fake thing, but what could happen is you might say, I want to see... National Geographic type setting with lions and elephants, but in his type of artwork form. That's what it will do. Now that's something that, and the thing about it is what you have on your wall from AI art with AI Eric,
there's
only will ever be one. There will never be another because you actually created that.
Yep. It's your prompt. And that's what you understand, like the whole like copywriting thing. Oh, you can't copyright art. But I feel like if it's my prompt, then I should be able to copyright my prompt.
Well, so that's why I like the fact that what I'm doing, it doesn't matter because who cares if you copyright it? This would be on your wall. And in the corner, it says inspired by you. So, I mean, I don't know how, like, we might do an image or a video, but if someone wants to copy an image off the internet and go make a pitch of it, then if they're going that far, anybody's stuff can be copied. So my thing is, what we give you is actually the original. It's yours. It's on your wall. If somebody felt they liked it so much and want to use it, that's more of an honor to you because it's your inspiration. The original piece is yours. And if we got to get down to the nitty gritty, no matter what, I created it inspired by you is really, really us. So nobody can ever take that piece and do nothing with it. Even if they'd say, well, I'm going to copy it off the internet and make my own. Go ahead, because you could do the same thing I'm doing. So one thing I tell people be like, when I started my photo booth business years ago, everybody always kept saying, oh, magic mirror. Oh, somebody said they're going to get a magic mirror. They're going to get into the photo booth business. First of all, I got into it based off my man Lonnie doing it because he gave me his blessing. But Lonnie, know me, I'm a straight hustler. I took it to the moon. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But COVID kind of shut things down after that, made things a lot slower. But the thing about it is I used to tell my man, it don't matter. I can give my business to somebody. All these people they say ain't going to get it, I can give it to them. They're still not going to rock it like me. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
It's all about authentic touch to things, a unique touch.
It's just like when you used years ago, people used to be like, they have a tape, a rapper, be like, man, I ain't letting nobody hear my tape. I ain't. Well, shit, you ain't never going to get nowhere. You would want everybody to hear it. I don't want nobody to copyright my shit. Man, you would want somebody to copyright it if you were smart.
True.
Let them rock out and become a billionaire off that shit. Because there's a company that watched the company steal their idea, didn't say shit till that company became a $1 billion company and ended up getting them for about a half a billion.
That's true. If you got the money, I mean, for lawyers, but lawyers will do it for free at first. If they see if it's a way to get some money, they're not even gonna charge you to go after them. So it's still all right. You know, but I got my own recording studio here, so I don't have to do it. I just record at home.
How you feel about AI?
I mean, I like it. I think it's changed everything for me. Like I have businesses and content creation was hard for me because believe it or not, I'm a kind of an introvert. I'm actually more introverted than extrovert. So it's weird. Nobody believes me, but I am. But when I started using ChatGPT, it helped me be able to get my content out there. Midjourney has helped me create art that's on my mind, create an art store. I mean, it's just been amazing. And then even just at work, it has helped me because I've been able to do certain techniques with tools and try to figure out things that they allow me to do where I couldn't do before.
Made you smarter though.
Yeah, it made me smarter. Cause also I went to the coding boot camp too before I started getting into AI. Mm-hmm. So both of those together made me a beast, even though I'm not the expert coder, because I'm just not, but I can read and understand code, whereas before I could not. But now you can kind of.
That's good though. That's even good for me to know, because sometimes I might need that.
Yeah. You know,
I might need that because I don't know coding at all. I just know different types of coding that they use, the AI and the whole basic of what the coding does as far as the math and the add ups and stuff like that. And you know, I know there's different cubes and different ways they calculate these things. So once you understand these things, like if you don't, so for me, you know, people be cracking me up. I use ChatGPT. That's not good enough. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying everybody needs to know the inner workings of it, but I think it's important for the important people to know it. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Because there are certain group of people that can reach masses, and like I said, the pastors is one of the people that I feel should know the importance of it, and it particularly because
how do we
of
the get them to do that? Because they're very, I mean, you know, not judging church people, but very one-sided. That's all.
I hate to say it, man. If they don't see money getting in their pockets about it, sometimes they don't even care. They just feel like, you know what? Let me keep getting what I'm doing because we get money like what we're doing now. And
I don't like that, because I walked away from the church at 26. Like, I walked away, and I'm not judging, you know, anybody to go to church, but you know, I believe in God, but I just don't go to church because I just don't agree with what's going on. So that's, you know, just me. Crazy. I don't feel like, you know, I'm learning.
I had a website called gospelsalive.com, and I actually got interviewed by News 12 talking about my life, my past, and you know, doing that site. At about 600, 700 members, and it was a social media site. And it was all about Christianity. And at that time, I was actually going to Straight Gate, even though I still consider Bishop Howell still my bishop, no matter what. But I did actually slide out of, you know, calling myself a Christian, even though I never really called myself a Christian. I was going to church all the time. And I cry a lot when it comes to talking about God and just knowing my blessings and thinking about my blessings. Yes. Definitely, especially that when you get older, you cry more, it seems like.
I and feel so, like that too, even though I feel like wimpy, but I do cry more as I'm older now.
Because you get more emotional and you start understanding what's really important about life. You know what I'm saying? And it hurts to see sometimes what could be. And it just brings tears to your eyes sometimes. But when it talks about God and just my blessings and how I think about sometimes where I could be dead, I could be in jail for the rest of my life. Like, it's just straight blessings. And then I know I have gifts that, you know, God has given me that I need to use. And sometimes I don't use them and I get caught up in this regular world that we live in and then get caught up in just things that I want to do. And for me, what has happened is I've been in this tech world for over 20 something years. And now it seems like this is like round circle for me to be able to be that motivational speaker that I feel like I'm born to be.
And you are.
Now I feel like I have something to say. Because a lot of people be saying, you should write a book. Write a book on what?
Your life.
I ain't talking about, but my life. Let me get somewhere first, because if I write a book on the past, 100 other dudes can write the same book.
Well, see, but it's your past. Like, he might have learned something else. And then, because my dad was in jail most of, you know, my life. But that's his. He has a story, and he's actually going to work on a book to himself. But you have your own story that you got to talk about. Because the fact that you're this strong in AI is impressive. Most people don't know about chatbots and NLP and all that.
So if I talk to your company, say, for instance, anybody's company who said, yo, we really want to learn about this so we know if we need to implement it or how we should implement it. I'm not going to talk to them like I would if I went to Children's Village and talk to those troubled 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16 year olds. They need to know who I am, what I've been through, that I'm qualified to sit here and talk to you about my past, because I could tell you a couple of stories that way make you be like, oh shit.
Oh man.
So now from there we could talk about, because one thing about me, I ain't going to no Children's Village or any place to talk to no kids to sugarcoat nothing. Mm-hmm. It's straight up. Either you do or you don't. It's up to you. Ain't no middle. Mm-hmm. Either you listen or you don't.
John Hope.
Ain't no middle. But when you leave here today, either you hear what I got to say or you don't. And if you're one of the ones that do hear it, you got something to lay in your bed tonight and think about. But if you're one of the ones that don't, you ain't got shit to think about. And I'll say it just like that. And you're just going to end up probably going to where it is that your road is going to lead you to. But that person that got something to think about, he got something to think about now.
The critical thinking is important. That's what we have to work on. That's number one before job, money, anything, is the critical thinking. Like, can I think about this?
You know, thinking take work.
I learned that now from... It don't take work for me. Well, for some people, they just, I'm like, you're not, did you think about it? You know, sometimes I question, you know, like, did this person think about what they just said or what
happened? That's one of the things we don't do. We don't think. And we don't give ourselves the time. Meditation was a gift that was given to me, and actually was given to me in while I was away. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe they let someone from the streets teach it. Because I'd never seen that before. It was always someone from your side teaching something. And I took it, and it was bugged out because of the environment that we was in. We did do a yoga and shit. But it taught me, yoga changed my life.
Man, mindfulness.
Oh, man. Yoga, meditation, just changed my life.
Just calms you down, because some people have a lot of anger and a lot of, you know, it's just... I think meditation is important. It's hard to do. I mean, it took me a while to get there. I could steal
it's
my
still
mind.
Hard to it do for me because I don't.
I have ADHD, so I have ADHD, and it's like my brain will go.
It's still hard. It's still hard for me.
I have to put on some music. I might, because there are different forms of meditation. People understand. It's not always just sitting Indian style. And it's different styles. It might be putting on some music and just thinking things through and just moving around. Like sometimes this that's brother, my meditation.
This brother named 19 Keys, man, he got me back. Now, this is something I've always done.
I know him.
He got me doing, like, sometimes when I come in, I just be like,
love it.
And then I just calm myself down. And what happens, I notice, is when I do it on a daily basis, I might have to hit it 2 or 3 or 4 times because that first ring is like, I realize, oh, shit, my heart is like. And so what happens, it does calm you down. Sometimes, you know, you want to get in your corner and meditate for 30 minutes if you could, which is hard for me because I got to get back refocused. But it does, it has changed my life, you know, in a good way. And the thing about artificial intelligence, what we have to understand is, yes, let's get involved, but we have to understand the future of this is, it should scare you, yes, but we got to keep going because they are actually trying to build things that can, and it's sad because we already, because of social media, don't talk to each other face-to-face anymore.
No.
People don't meet face-to-face. And we've left that world where now you got the VR lenses, where now you could be in that world. A lot of people say, I'm just living in this world. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad because AI is not, you know, it's not bringing us together. And what's going to happen is the robots in the future are going to have possibly, because you already are dealing with reasoning and what else was it?
Reasoning.
I forgot, it's something else that ChatGPT has. It's 3 things, but one of them is reasoning.
Oh, I think I know. I got ChatGPT right here.
Not emotions, but what they're saying is there might be a time where these computers have emotions.
Oh yeah, that's the I saw this movie. What was it called? Ex Machina or something like that. The lady took over or whatever. She started. I think she killed the guy in the movie. She had her own feelings, and I was like, that could happen.
That is going to happen. And so, what's going to happen is, so the thing about this is, governments might not want it to happen, but do you know they're going to be underground scientists? Underground organizations in the black market.
There you go.
AI also for detrimental purposes of the world, of your bank account, of your, because in the future, I think people are going to be forced to put chips inside themselves because otherwise
that's a big topic.
I don't think you're going to be able to get into the supermarket. They're already doing it in China. You're not going to be able to get into the supermarket. Yeah, because now you don't need a wallet. Everything is digitized. Everything, but it's going to be forced.
I know it. I'm like, God dang, so I'm going to be old when they do it. But.
And the people that's at zero wealth, who you think going to be the testers and the mules?
Man, we are, man. Oh, man.
You ain't got no say if you ain't got no wealth.
Man, that's
the whole thing about it is the opportunity is here. Also, we got to wake up because we're going to be thinking we seen. Wait till quantum computing come into the picture. We're going to be thinking, nah, I did see it. Man, that's what you think you saw.
Man,
your eyes did see it.
It's like quantum entanglement, but quantum computing. Because sometimes it intersects quantum entanglement, quantum. But yeah, it's gonna be a tough time, man. I'm happy that you're doing this because I already see the writing on the wall for the last year. And what are some steps people can take to start getting there before we close out? Because I know we got to do a part two. But
I have a course. You could go to my website, AIERIK.com. AIERIK.com. That's my website. The first thing that pops up is learn ChatGPT. And the good thing about my course is it's free most of the time. Sometimes I might need $9.99, $19.99. But most of the times it's free. And if you can't afford it and just donate a little bit of something, call me and get in touch with me through my website, AIERIK.com, and I'll give you a link to where you can take it for free because I need you to learn it. And also, I have a prompting course. I was going to make a separate course, but I decided to add it to that course so people can learn prompting also and the importance of prompting. Because just knowing and using ChatGPT without understanding prompting is doesn't make
any sense. You ain't gonna do very well
with it. Not gonna do very well. And you know, for businesses that's listening, if you need a consultant, even, you know, I could be here, you could fly me here, you know, I can sit down with you and help your business. Whether you're a small business, I don't care if you got a website and just need a chat bot. You know, get in touch with us. Let us put
I
a
might
chat
be working with you.
Yeah, so you can have 24/7 customer support in your chatbot. You know, we're training mm-hmm. chatbot on your website info, back end info, and now you got you could promote your chatbot now. If you you know that's what you do. So we got to start getting into this world of understanding the benefit of the chatbot, the benefit of AI. If businesses need me to help them consult so they can know which direction to go, hit me up. You know, AIEric.com.
Hit them up, people, and take that course.
I want to say thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for coming on here and blessing my pod with all this good information and exciting conversation. I already knew we were on the same wavelength because I feel energy, so I already knew it. So glad to have had you, man.
We're going to talk off because I want you to see what's up with this mental health. Maybe you might want to get down with me and help. Let's try to get it done. You know, I got to get a prototype, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole nut. Yeah, it's a whole thing. I know about the prototypes. All right, I want to thank everybody in here for listening and tuning in. Make sure you subscribe, like, you know, it's free to subscribe, it's free to like, and share. Thanks so much.
AIEric.com.
AIEric, support him, y'all.
All right, babe. Which